With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The GOP plans to embark on an ambitious 100-day agenda after they're all sworn in, starting with tax cuts.
Republicans swept to power on Election Day and now control the House, the Senate, and the White House with plans for an ambitious 100-day agenda come January. Their to-do list includes extending tax breaks, cutting social programs, building the border wall to stop immigration, and rolling back President Biden's green energy policies. Atop that list is a plan to renew some $4 trillion in expiring tax cuts that were a signature domestic achievement of Donald Trump's first term as president. It's an issue that may define his return to the White House. Ron Taylor reporting.
This week, we'll find out how the job market performed last month with the release of a couple closely watched employment reports.
The first of the two reports is due at midweek. Payroll processor ADP's November update will be released Wednesday. On Friday, it's the Labor Department's jobs report. The October report was surprisingly weak, with employers growing their payrolls by only 12,000 jobs. The October unemployment rate was 4.1%. Among other economic updates due this week, reports on construction spending, auto sales, factory orders, and consumer sentiment. The Fed's Beige Book is due on Wednesday. Rich Thomason reporting.
Snow on the ground. Big snowfall in New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan over the weekend. It might not be done. It's snarling holiday travel. Folks coming back from Thanksgiving trips and shopping as well. The heavy snows and cold could persist through the early part of the week, especially around the Great Lakes, the Plains, and the Midwest. A third night of protest in the Georgian capital against the government's decision to suspend negotiations to join the EU left 44 people hospitalized Saturday after police deployed a water cannon. This is SRN News. A conservative Catholic legal group is suing Illinois over a landmark state law enshrining a fundamental right, so-called, to abortion and requiring insurance companies to cover the procedure. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Chicago by the Thomas More Society argues that Illinois is violating the First Amendment and the 14th Amendment rights of its plaintiffs. It also argues the state is in violation of the Comstock Act of 1873 because that requires health insurers to cover providers who sent abortion medication in the mail. A liberal panic is developing about divorce. Warnings popping up on social media urging women who might want to break up their marriage to, quote, pull the trigger ever since President Trump won re-election. In fact, the twice-divorced president has never said anything about changing the country's divorce laws. Despite the panic, there's no national coordinated effort underway, and in fact, states determine their divorce laws. National leaders can't change the policy. This is SRN News. The Navy is ready to launch a retrofitted destroyer to carry the fleet's first hypersonic weapons.
The USS Zumwalt has been undergoing renovations for more than a year at a Mississippi shipyard where workers have replaced inactive gun turrets with missile tubes. Pressure from Russian and Chinese developments have pushed the U.S. to deploy hypersonic weapons, which travel at five times the speed of sound. Once complete, the upgraded Zumwalt is seen as a platform to conduct fast precision strikes from greater distances. It will be undocked this week to prepare for 2 to 3 more years' worth of tests as it returns to duty. George Williams reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 1st, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including World Golf Hall of Famer Lee Trevino. He's 85 years old. Actress and singer Bette Midler is 79. Model Carol Alt is 64. This is SRN News.